We're just unmuted.
Okay. It is now 2:01, and we will start the regular meeting of the Board of Directors for the Georgetown Divide Public Utility District. Today is Tuesday, November 15th. Can we get a roll call vote, please? A roll call, anyway.
Oh, yes. So Mitch McDonald?
Here.
Donna Seaman?
Here.
Mike Thornborough?
Here.
Jerry Stewart?
Here.
And Michael Saunders?
Here. All the directors are present and accounted for. Pledge of Allegiance, and we will have Jerry Stewart with us.
Short
timer. He has the short timer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, item 2, adoption of agenda. Is there any changes? Okay, is there a motion?
I'll make a motion
that we adopt. I'll second. Motion and second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Public forum. So I will read this. Pursuant to the Government Code Section 54954.3, the Brown Act, members of the public shall be afforded the opportunity to speak on any agenda item. The board president will call for public comment on each agenda item. Those wishing to address the board on a matter that is not on the agenda and within the jurisdictional authority of the district may do so during the public forum portion of the agenda. Follow the procedures below for speaking during public forum or public comment sessions. And those are basically public members desiring to provide comments, raise your hand, wait to be recognized by the board president, speak from the podium and begin by stating your name. If you are participating via teleconference, dial *9 to indicate you would like to speak, and then we will call upon you on Zoom to address you by the name or the phone number indicated. Comments must be directed only to the board. No disruptive conduct shall be permitted at any board meeting. Persistence in disruptive conduct shall be grounds for summary termination of that person's privilege of address by the board president. There is a 3-minute time limit per speaker, and or 15 minutes in total. The board is not permitted to take action on items addressed under the public forum, and the board president is responsible for maintaining an orderly meeting. And with that,
I just have one comment. It says in the board policy it's 5 minutes.
So we'll see if we can update or change that. Well, there was a hearing where it was 30 seconds, and that is too low. So we will check on that.
Thank you for that.
Okay, the podium is open for any public comments for any items that are not on the agenda. Any public comments? Karen?
My name's Karen Bartholomew, and I don't know if this pertains to GPUD, but I live on the Johntown Creek. And I bought up here in 1976, and the Johntown Creek was a year-round creek. And I bought down in Garden Valley Ranch. Now I'm up on Marshall Road, and I've noticed that the past, I believe, 3 years in particular, or maybe two, and it has been drought. But even when we had droughts before, the creek might stop flowing for about 3 weeks in around September. And then as soon as the irrigation water would be turned off, the creek would start flowing again. And the past few years, I've noticed we don't have a creek anymore. It stops in June, and it doesn't come back until the rainy season. And you know, we have a lot. There's, when I first moved up here, we had catfish, we had trout, and we had, I think they're called perch or bluegill. The creek was loaded with them. And we still have fish, but it goes dry. And I just wondered, is there anything going on with the realignment of the ditches or the gunniting of the ditches that might have stopped something that was trickling down somewhere that comes into the Johntown Creek? Does anybody know?
I would, is it Johntown? I'm fairly new here, so I'm gonna have to do some research. As far as I understand, I don't think anything we've done would cause that, but we would be happy to look into it.
Okay, thank you. Okay. I just heard something about the gunite somewhere up off a Gray Bar mine, and I don't know if anything from Gray Bar mine trickles in. I know our water comes from behind the Golden Gecko. There's that canyon that goes down Marshall Road, and it comes in under the street from the Manhattan Creek Lake down that road and under. And I don't know if it comes from anywhere else, but I just know that we don't have water anymore in the summer, and it's kind of sad. Fish are dying. Well, they don't die. They get eaten. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name's Diana Daniels, and I also live on the Johnstown Creek. And we noticed the water drying up also, and it doesn't flow through the park, which I think is kind of important that it kind of has a nice flow through the park through the summer. And anyways, our neighbors up the creek, because we live right by the park, our neighbors further up the creek have water where the Manhattan and Empire or something come through. Anyways, they have water, and then it gets lost somewhere in like the 7 or 8 houses that are there. So we thought maybe it went into a mine shaft or something. It disappears, the flow of the water. So anyways, that was my comment.
Thank you. Any other public comments?
I'll refrain from getting to the podium. Happy to be back. Congratulations to all of you that won. I'm curious about an ad that's been in the Town Crier and the Gazette 3 times in the last couple of weeks. Unfortunately, one line seems totally out of line. It says, simply follow these water saving requirements and help us avoid customer enforcement methods, including warning letters, water audits, or personal fines. That has never been, I think, planned by anyone here. So I'm concerned that 3 very expensive ads went out with incorrect information. And I think that's why May was concerned last month and asking the general manager about enforcement, you know, who's going to take her water.
Did I say that? I don't remember.
Well, a bit, yes. But I mean, here it says personal fines. I mean, that's insane. So I would hope that whoever sends out our articles has reviewed by the general manager, by the fiscal person, by somebody.
So California law allows the district to send out fines if you are willfully wasting water. So that is legal language that can be put into that ad. We hope as a district you would never have to take those actions, but that is something that we can do as a method to stop egregious water use.
I have a question then. Has anybody written up what a wasteful thing is so we know what we're doing wrong?
I think we would address each issue on a case-by-case basis.
But so, I mean, it's just like when you're teaching school, you have to be sure the kids understand the rules before you start paddling.
I don't think that we're going to start with the paddle, so to speak. We would definitely... Yeah, but it also says the other methods before the personal fine. And so before we issued any fine, the district would be sure to reach out to their constituent and be sure to work with that person to let them know what it is that they're doing that is egregious or wasteful. And hopefully we can correct the matter that way. I think the last thing that anybody here at this table or in this district or in this community wants to do is to fine somebody for water use. However, if it requires it, it would be something that we could do.
How would you define
how much a fine is? It has to do with the state of California. They have set parameters. It's a law. It's a California state water code law.
During the beginning of the, we're getting rain now, but during the beginning, we sent out the wastewater ordinance because the district has a wastewater ordinance that specifies what's waste. And we also sent out the California law with the first set of mailers we sent out. So there's also some legal stuff that you can't do. So not only can the district find you, but if the state sees you, the state can find you as well. It's usually $500 per infraction by the state, but as we said, we don't see the state.
So. When were those sent out?
Once stage two was declared.
How? Email or?
Email. It was by email, by the mailer. We also did, we were the only district that actually put out an article letting everybody in the county know about the water new law. So.
Well, I knew that we were supposed to be saving, but.
When I read it, I kind of thought that it was going to be the district would get fined if the people used too much water. So maybe I misread it.
There is a mechanism for both. The state will fine us. And if the district has a repeat offender, somebody who we have tried to work with and we are not able to get resolution, they have given the power to that district. It's actually through code enforcement. So it would have to be through the county to come and place the fine upon you. Since we don't have enforcement powers here at the district.
Well, this question just accidentally came up in my mind earlier in the month because I was out watering some things that I had planted. And I thought, you know, it's like, whether it's an animal pet or if it's or a plant pet, I thought to myself, I can't just have planted you, you know, and now suddenly there's no water and I'm gonna let you die. That isn't fair. And so I have been thinking about it. So I'm glad if you bring up something to say. Can we water our stuff if
can I say something?
Or what?
Yes,
I mean, I'd like to know. Can you put down a lawn and say no, you can't water things in your lawn? Or what?
There's two separate things we're talking about. One is one water conservation. Okay, use your water sparingly. The thing about fines and stuff is if you're wasting it, running a hose down the street, sprinklers are flooding the streets and that sort of thing. There's the wasting water and there's conserving water. Okay, what we were talking about when you brought it up before, May, was water conservation. Okay, and so the fines and stuff is not for not conserving enough, it's for wasting it. Okay.
And there's days when you can water. So I mean, it's written well. We'll send it to you. Any other public comments? Okay, seeing none. We'll move to closed session. Are there any public comments for the closed session?
Do you have any information on your closed session? There's nothing mentioned for an issue or item in your closed session on the agenda. Can you elaborate?
It is pending litigation. There is no case or information to prepare besides the pending litigation. Unfortunately, I will be able to give more information after the closed session if our attorney allows.
And just, this is Barbara Brenner, it's a corrections potential litigation. It's not pending.
I apologize. You're correct. It is potential.
It's pending litigation.
Potential.
All right. You gotta go.
Yep.
Pending is what the agenda says.
Yes, that'll be a correction, Mr. Pro. So it's going to be potential.
We're not enough chairs out here. We were all supposed to get up and leave. Is that what they said?
Yeah. We have to.
We got kicked out.
Well, not kicked out. But John, we have to address this as an SG.
Who? George?
He's already missed it.
That was George.
He was late.
Oh, George.
Carol, will you pause the Zoom?